Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. Milk spilt from the glass. B. It is no use crying over spilt milk. C. The boy is drinking milk. D. A boy is pouring milk from a glass.
Number 2.
A. We can see a clock in the paper money. B. Time is money. C. We can buy time with money. D. People are spending much money.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Does it mean don't waste money?
A. No, money is very important. B. Yes, it could mean that. C. I'm sure he is. D. Yes, please lend me some.
Number 4.
Has the new roommate moved in yet?
A. Okay, I'll try it. B. What is it? C. Yes, he moved in last week. D. I think I understand now.
Number 5.
Can you give us an example for recycling?
A. Sure, I'll be happy to. B. Examples are not comprehensible. C. The exam was hard. D. You have to support the main idea.
Number 6.
I just don't know how to tell him.
A. Thanks for your help. B. I don't think he means it. C. If you don't, he'll keep on doing it. D. It's a pleasure.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
To be honest, I'm not good.
Oh, dear. What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
That's not it. Recently, my grocery bill is too much. I need to share the cost with my roommate.
That's a big problem. Have you talked to him about it?
Number 8.
What are you doing, Andy?
Solving proverb quizzes. By the way, this is a very hard question.
What is that? I want to help you if I can.
Thanks. Can you think of any proverbs related to time?
Time? Let me think. There is a proverb, time is money.
I already tried that. Please give me another example.
Number 9.
Have you heard waste not, want not?
Of course. Why do you ask?
I have thought it would be a waste to throw the Coke can away. How can we recycle this can?
It's hard to say. There are many ways, but the easiest one is to throw it in the correct trash bin.
That's not what I want to know. I want to know how I can reuse it myself.
Number 10. Tell me the truth, please.
Sorry, I can't. I promise to keep it a secret.
I'm so curious, I can't do anything.
In this case, silence is gold.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
There's a saying that goes, snake or rope. A meaning-based translation of the original, bitten by a snake this year, he'll be scared of ropes for the next 10. In days when people had to draw water from wells, ropes looking like snakes were a necessity. The proverb describes those who are discouraged by their first failure and are afraid of trying again.
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. What are you going to do this weekend?
I don't have any plans yet. Why?
I'd like to buy you a dinner in return for your favor.
Oh, no. That was my pleasure. As the saying goes, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah, but I couldn't finish my presentation without your help, so please accept my invitation.
Okay, thanks.
So what kind of food do you like?
I like Chinese food very much, especially spring rolls.
I know a fancy Chinese restaurant. I'll make a reservation. By the way, do you know how to use chopsticks?
Yes, it's a piece of cake.
How in the world did you learn to use them?
I was stationed in Taiwan for 5 years, you know.